880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, and happy March Madness to everybody. The Gators, that's right, the Gators tip off in about 45 minutes. I'm going to have to tape it because I've got an event after the show, but go Gators. I hope everybody's having a great time with the college basketball tournament. Wanda, what do you got for me?
What do you mean, what do I got for you?
You got anything on the college basketball tournament?
Well, I've got some stats, six new stats for the start of March Madness. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not a big March Madness kind of guy, but I got the information for you. So let's just...
Give it to me.
You want it now?
Give it to me.
All right, let's jump right in. The first round of March Madness, it of course, starts today, and six fresh stats to kick things off. 23% of us plan to watch at least one game on TV. 8% will stream it online. See how you are?
I do both.
Do you now?
I do both, yeah.
All right.
All right. We'll hold off the other five for later on in the show. We should maybe sprinkle these through to keep it basketball-ish.
Ooh, okay.
How about that? So
that's
we'll do
nice.
Some more of those. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about blockchain and token purchases of real estate with Chris Ferrante. He's a partner in the real estate practice of one of the big New York law firms. We're going to get his opinion. He also does a lot of stuff with the family office world. Then we are going to talk to Clint Lovell and Andre Ciani. Both of them are real estate technology dudes. We're going to also have Mike Ponticelli on.
Good.
He's the vice president of sales and one of the co-founders of BizNow, talking about your personal branding and marketing. And then we're going to check in with Juan Martinez. He's the director of events and promotions for my boys at the Miami Marlins. We're going to talk about cool stuff to do at the ballpark this year. So Juan, to take it away, you got a great show. Let's get out and get back fast.
You're my homie, no one knows me like you know.
Friends are listening. You know what else I like? I like my friends at Warren Henry, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. Check them out. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They sell Audis, and gosh darn it, down in Key West, they've got all their great names. And what do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I do, dude, I do. Dude, I love you, bro. I love you, man. I love you. You're my homie. No one knows me like you know.
Freed and Wanda Myers.
It's bracket time. Everyone's involved in a bracket. Well, now you can participate in the bracket to end all brackets. The bracket. A bracket to bracket brackets. For welders, contractors, do-it-yourselfers. That brackets the architectural elements for fixing one part to another. Broken down into categories. Structural or decorative. So which is better? Which is sturdier? Steel, iron, wood, stone, plaster, metal? Which will be the big winner? L-shape, horizontal, vertical, wall-mounted, maybe adjustable shelving with the big upset. It's not really gambling. It's just good fun. And it holds up.
On 880.
Bracket joke. The bracket. Enter today at bracket.bracket/bracket/bracket.com.
The Biz.
You should bracket that.
Oh, you're good.
You liked that, didn't you? Okay, hey, give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you think I can help you out with your real estate. I help all kinds of people with their real estate issues. I have one family. I'm helping them market their huge piece of real estate on the water in South Florida. I've got another family that I just helped them sell their beautiful piece of real estate, which is known as Wynwood Yard. I've helped clients of mine finance their memory care centers and office buildings and shopping centers. Homes, that's right. I'm working with a friend right now who's having a difficulty getting his home loan. He called me. I'm getting it done. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and we're on with a terrific guest. We've got Chris Ferrante on. He's a partner up in New York in a real estate practice. And Chris, I blew it on my notes. I don't have down the name of your law firm, and I apologize for that. So I'm going to ask you to start with that. I really feel embarrassed, but we'll get better from here, I promise.
No problem, Jim. Happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Law firm is Sherman & Sterling.
There you go. There you go. So
been around for 150 years. And just quickly, I'm not a big March Madness guy. I did do a bracket. And so far, I'm perfect.
Oh, look at you.
Happy to report that.
That's because there's only been one or two games, Wanda. You don't know what's going on.
Five games, and I did pick Minnesota over Louisville, which I understand is a big upset.
Well, you're the man. Would you have your kids throw darts at the thing?
Yes, I
can't figure it out. Some guy said, I don't follow basketball. I says, you're going to win. You're going to win. So listen, I'm really confused here. You know, there's blockchain. Everybody, it's a great thing to talk about. I even know what it is, and I still can't figure it out. And then there's people buying real estate with tokens. Okay, I'm done. I'm dropping the pen, and I'm just listening to you now.
Yeah, it gets confusing. So, well, let me give you a little bit of information on blockchain itself, because really, once you get into the digitization of assets, which are on the blockchain platform, that's really coming from blockchain. So you really need to understand the blockchain before you even get to digital assets and cryptocurrencies and everything that could come out from blockchain. So blockchain, really, it's a revolutionary technology. It has the potential to create new platforms for our economic and social systems. It's, you know, it's as big as the internet. If you would think of the internet, this is sort of along side of that, where you would layer applications on top of the blockchain. And basically what it is it's a distributed ledger system. It's a form of a database, and its major characteristic is that it's immutable. And the whole purpose of it, or what people are excited about it, is it can't be changed. And the important piece to that is, or the thing that could revolutionize in a lot of industries, is removing the need for a third-party intermediary in transactions. And as you know, in real estate deals and other deals, third-party intermediaries add cost, they add time, they add inefficiencies. And so when you can take the blockchain and remove that third-party intermediary, you're essentially changing what was once a centralized system to a decentralized system. And you're able to unlock just tremendous efficiencies as a result of doing that.
Okay, but all that's great, and you gave a great description of what blockchain is, and I still don't know what blockchain is.
Okay. So you have the database. Think of it as an Excel spreadsheet, okay? You have an Excel spreadsheet, but you can't change it. Everything you put on that spreadsheet, so you do a deal, you do a transaction, you record it on that spreadsheet, and it's immutable. It cannot be moved.
Oh,
it cannot be changed.
So I've got it then. What goes on is that there's a transactional record. Like you said, it's a ledger. It's up in the, I'm going to talk technical terms now, the cloud. Mm-hmm. And you can't switch it. Once it's there, it's locked in. And
So
I'll give an example then. So attorneys do title searches. The title can go back to the Louisiana purchase if it's in New Orleans, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
This takes
mm-hmm.
time and money. But with blockchain, all I do is add on to the top. I don't have to go all the way to the end.
That's right. So,
okay.
You know, one of the areas, and I can get into this, but, you know, if we were able to get all the county recording offices to use the blockchain system, you essentially create an immutable system for recording documents. And it creates, you know, a lot of efficiencies in terms of doing searches. And it could ultimately create, as you know, the county recording system is an imperfect system. And it's the reason why we title insurance exists, because title ownership in the U.S. is based on the recording statute system, and nothing is guaranteed. No title ownership in the U.S. is guaranteed. One has to do their own searching at the county recording offices. But if you're able to put it on a system that's immutable, you eliminate that risk, you create a more perfect system, and potentially could reduce the need for products like title insurance.
Now, how does cryptocurrency tie into this? Because I guess what you do is you follow the money with this. Is that sort of the way it works?
Correct. So take Bitcoin as an example, the most popular cryptocurrency. That is an application that gets layered on top of the blockchain platform.
Okay.
And so Bitcoin, when you transfer a Bitcoin, it goes on to the blockchain. Think of that ledger-based database, you know, Excel spreadsheet. And when you do the transaction, it's that is it. And so that's how cryptocurrencies are operating. You don't need a bank, you know, to be recording the transaction.
But that's,
you have a blockchain.
But that's why they're taking so much power, is because to drive all these spreadsheets and to keep them active, it's not easy, I would imagine. And what the spreadsheet would say is that Jim Fried has 3.2 Bitcoin, and today Bitcoin is worth whatever, so that means Jim Fried's account has whatever. And I could send that to somebody, and then it breaks off a piece off of the end of the chain and sends it to the head of another chain that's that guy's chain? Is that, or the person's chain? Is that how that works?
Well, it's on everybody's systems. The energy use is really as a result of the miners. That gets into a bit more of the weeds, but basically the way Bitcoin works and the way that it's immutable is there is a puzzle that has to be solved. The miners solve it, and it doesn't allow for people to change transactions that have occurred. That's a bit more into the technical weeds of it, but that is a separate kind of piece of the whole, okay, you know, blockchain Bitcoin.
What does immutable mean?
Can't be changed.
I just wanted to say that because you keep saying that, and I've got to just make sure that you know, I understand what you're talking about.
You're not a blockchain expert unless you use the word immutable.
Oh well, then I'm now the immutable expert of blockchain. So then what's the takeaway for somebody from listening to all this, that we know that the world's changing, we know it's changing fast, everybody's worried that people are losing their jobs, but this is something that while it'll take some of the functions away, it'll also create jobs, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the big takeaways is, you know, people are still looking into ways that this could be used. And one of the more recent you know, popular ways that this can be used is through the digitizing of assets. In other words, taking an interest, take an LLC interest in an entity that owns real estate, okay? If you could create a digital representation of that interest and put it on the blockchain, you've just created a way more liquid asset than it was before. And so people are looking at ways of creating liquidity and creating a wider access to capital for sponsors through use of blockchain.
Well,
this is important for people, you know, investors who maybe, you know, weren't willing to acquire a real estate asset before, a direct real estate asset before, because it's an illiquid asset. And, you know, usually you have to put a lot of money in initially. But through tokenizing that asset, it's way more liquid. Barriers to entry are less because, you know, now it could trade at reduced amounts. And so that's where it could really unlock a lot of efficiencies in the real estate industry.
Yeah, I have friends that have started to try to put together blockchain real estate trading platforms. I think we got to get you on the show with them.
That'd be great. I mean, one of the issues that I see with it is, and so far you've got a few examples of where they've tokenized indirect interest in real estate, but typically those have been passive, non-controlling, you know, indirect interest in real estate. And in that respect, it works. You can do that.
Like a Delaware statutory trust?
What?
Like a DST?
You could do, well, yeah, a statutory trust, like a REIT or like an LP interest in a limited partnership interest in a limited partnership entity. You could do that, and people have done it. But where I have not seen anybody do it, and I think it would be really difficult, is to digitize a controlling interest. So the interest that is running the day-to-day activities of the entity be really difficult because you would be restricted. There are all the covenants, as you know, with lenders, with the other investors, restricting who you're able to transfer that interest to.
Yes.
And so you couldn't really code that into a smart contract right now. It's too subjective of restrictions. So that's difficult. The other piece of it that is not possible today is the direct interest in the real estate, because you need total buy-in, across all the counties. And some counties, including Cook County of Illinois, has looked into this and have, come up with some, some complications in doing it. For example, how would you split a parcel? If that whole parcel was digitized, how could you then split it?
We'd have to do a replatting. But Chris, I got to go. What I want to do is I want to know if you'll come back and do this again, and we can really get into the token purchases and all that other stuff that are derivatives of the blockchain technology. Can you do that?
We'd love to. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. You were great, and everybody should stick with us, because now we're going to build on that, and we're going to talk more about real estate technology with Andres and his team. So stick with us. We'll be right back, and I want to thank so much Chris Ferrante coming in, and I want to remind everybody that Chris was brought to us by DJ Van Curen and the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. So thank you so much to DJ for bringing Chris to our show. We're going to have Chris back on again real soon to delve in more deeply into blockchain real estate purchases. Wanda, take it away. Right. And you know who else who has their finger on the beat? That's my friends at Warren Henry, Wanda. Well done by you. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. And down in Key West, well, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. I know she's listening. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miley.
Words matter. What you say matters. If you're driving to work and someone cuts you off on the freeway and makes you mad, try using this F word when you're annoyed, irritated, or angry. Fascinating. That driver was fascinating. This word releases tension, is kid-friendly, allows you to laugh at yourself, and it lightens every situation. Instead of moving towards road rage, you move towards self-control, lightheartedness, and the ability to turn a negative into a little bit of fun. The driver who cut you off in traffic? Fascinating. Make this your new go-to F word and notice the positive changes.
On 880, Motivation. The Biz.
All right. Now, if you need some real estate capital, you give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're having problems closing on your home loan. Bank said yes, then the bank said no. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you. I'm doing it right now for somebody that just gets 1099 income, doesn't have any W-2 income. Ask your banker how easy that one is. Maybe you need commercial real estate financing. I can help you there, too. I work with all the big banks, all the big credit providers. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need to close fast. If you need to close fast, give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day, close in a week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here and we've got my good friend. We're giving a quick early rollout to our tech segments, which are going to be the first week of every month, but we're giving a little preview here. We've got Andres Cien. Andres, did I get it right that time?
Hey, Jim. Senny. Andres Senny.
I keep looking at it, and it's the River Sen.
Stop looking at it.
I can't look at it. I just got to say.
Don't look at it.
I'm just going to know his name. All right. Andres, introduce your guest.
So, thanks again. I'm happy to introduce Clint Lavelle of Vision IT and VisionX. Their technology and ours as a fellow collaborator has brought to market some incredible things to protect your exposure on your development deals, as well as help identify deals. As you know, Jim, the Creco 2.0 marketplace for technology is up and running. It's driving new opportunities to new investors. And thanks to Clint, we're protecting those investors, those investments. And Clint, are you with us?
I am. Good evening, all.
Hi, Clint. So, listen, first of all, Andres is the CEO and founder of the Real Estate Collaborative. It's a 2.0 technology market network, and they integrate all kinds of real estate technologies and professionals. And I guess, Andres, what you're doing is integrating Clint. I couldn't say the word. Integrating Clint. I don't know why I got stuck.
Yeah. So our platform has 20 million commercial properties across the U.S., and Clint's technology takes the data from us and his data and our data and industry data and creates fantastic reports, real-time underwriting, stop-loss, and things of that nature. But that's what we do, is we combine and couple together different technologies so you don't have to, so you can act on that intelligence.
All right, Andres, you got to talk more regularly directly into the phone. Clint, why don't you tell me in your own words what you got going on there with Andres?
Well, they're a very important technology partner for us, Jim, and thank you for having me on this evening.
It's my pleasure, Clint.
Thank you. What we do for Andres and his team is the first-line report that they order is called SiteRank. The biggest issue that buyers and sellers of real estate face is, what is the real value of this parcel? And what our system does in the SiteRank report is that it runs multiple scenarios in near real time all at once. So it ends up running up to 32 different intended use scenarios to derive who the best buyer would be, a future developer, what that site is worth to the buyer and what the site is worth to the seller in the resulting business deal. Then once they move forward from there, if they enter into a transaction, we have a program called Stop Loss. And it's built around the concept of doing one thing, preventing a loan or investment from going downhill and into the ditch for the entire term of the investment holding period. And the way it does it, it's kind of neat. All of our technology is designed to give the investor or lender the luxury they've always wanted, which is to have their deal completely re-underwritten each and every month. And historically, that's obviously not possible. It takes too long, and it costs too much. By the time they do the underwriting, the conditions in the market have changed, so it doesn't work. Our technology allows us to do a complete valuation, then a complete feasibility analysis of that site, just as we would when we underwrite for funding, then do a complete underwriting review and analyze the risk that they're going to face, adjust their liquidity, their business plans, and their operations so they keep it on the straight and narrow and nobody ends up in foreclosure, bankruptcy, or facing an investment loss. That's the 30,000-foot view.
So wait a minute then. So what this does is this is a continuous underwriting broker-dealers, registered investment advisors, regular investment advisors, real estate brokers can use for compliance and due diligence?
Yes, sir. We have a seat licensing program for broker-dealers so that they can get their compliant due diligence requirements satisfied for FINRA. We're listed – oh, excuse me, you have to say it like this. Rainmaker Analytics 1 LLC is listed in the FINRA Compliance Vendor Directory. That's what you're allowed to say. But having said that, the system gives them not only the due diligence they need to keep the regulators happy, but more importantly, helps protect the investor or the lender from suffering a loss event due to an unforeseen liquidity crisis, creating a bankruptcy or a foreclosure event.
So then,
and it does it each and every month.
So then what you do is you basically take a look at it and you analyze the foreclosure risk of whatever the different factors are? And,
well, it's a little bit more. It's a little bit more than that, actually. When we look at commercial real estate for what it is, Jim, in the end, it's about market risk. Market risk is a function of innovations in business that businessmen bring forward and developments in technology. These create new and different forms of competition, and consumer purchasing preferences change. Well, those change over time. And in the commercial real estate industry, they take a market disruption takes about 24 months to start to manifest itself. We forecast based on that 24-month forward-looking window, and then we match their liquidity requirements, their credit risk, their reserves, and their working capital so that they have coverage of their current liabilities over that period. So there's virtually no chance of a liquidity crisis creating a bankruptcy or foreclosure event.
So it sounds to me then that this should be used by the Federal Reserve and the bank regulators in their underwriting and reevaluation of all their loans on the books, not to mention everyone.
Jim, I'm with you 100% on that, and I'll get right behind your effort on it.
Well, how do we make that happen?
Well, we start with the 4.9 million real estate professionals, and they're all using Creco.ai today. You can get on and access these properties and this service in real time.
Now
we can do Creco.ai.com. Creco.ai, excuse me.
Yeah, and the beauty of it is that this feeds back to Creco. And so for the members in Creco who use this service, they also have then access to the capital markets program that allows them to enter the market with a very high degree of certainty, raise capital for whether it is a new construction transaction or an acquisition of an existing property, and to be able to control their destiny and not have to give away the farm in order to get a transaction done. So I think Andreas and what he's got over there at Creco is incredible, and we're real pleased to have a small part in it.
So let me understand this then. So what happens is that Clint's program is part of the ecosystem at Creco AI and other collaborating technology providers on your collaborative site add value to the information that Clint provides, and I got to say it this way, in a collaborative way. I'm using the same word over and over again, but I think I'm getting it.
That's exactly right. It's all about collaboration. When you and I and Clint, we go out, we shake hands, we do more business in the real estate world. We've taken that mentality online into the technology world. The more the technologies can shake hands, the more competitive edge we can gain in our markets and in new markets. As we run out of product in our market, we have to go find the investments, and we have to make sure we're maximizing our returns. And that's what Siri Collaborative allows you to do. We manage the technology so the real estate professional doesn't have to, so they're maximizing their add value while we maximize the technology value, while Clint manages the risk and gives you that certainty in the market for that particular vertical. Then we also have demographics and other collaborative technologies, marketing technologies, everything and anything. There are over 6,800 technologies today servicing the space. It shouldn't be a real estate professional's job to find them and to understand them. It's our job. We understand them. We'll tell you what you need for your technology toolbox. That's why we're a 2.0 technology marketplace.
Well, I think that's a great place to stop, and then we're going to have you on again in a couple of weeks on the on the tech show on a regular basis.
Looking forward to it. Again, thank you, Jim and Clint. It's no small part you play. We're happy to be partnered and collaborating with you as well.
All right. Well, listen, Andreas.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me this afternoon.
It's our pleasure, Clint. I talked over you, and I apologize for that there. But we really appreciated having you on the show and Andreas bringing you. And I think that it's a real interesting ecosystem you're creating, Andreas. I'm looking forward to learning how to work with you in there.
We're excited, Jim. Can't wait.
All right.
Once again, Correctco.ai, our support team and chatbots are there. Our chat people are there 24/7.
Thank you, Andreas. We'll have you back on the show real soon. Wanda, we're going to take it away. All right, we are back, and thank you, Wanda. I lost my place. You know, everybody, I really love my friends at Warren Henry just as much as I love you, Wanda. You're the best. Larry, if you're listening, high five to you. I can't wait to see you again and all the rest of the team. And when you're looking to buy or lease your car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. You know they got that great Audi store in Gainesville, and down in Key West, they sell all the great nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family, and you should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Guess who this is?
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You must be the greatest radio show host ever.
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is sponsored by Compassion International. All right, good evening. We have a couple of incidents right now on I-95 and heavy delays in Broward County thanks to an earlier crash northbound at Glades Road. That accident is clear now, but we still have stop-and-go traffic all the way back from Cypress Creek Road. And then right near the Golden Glades, a collision 95 northbound at Ives Dairy. That accident blocking two right lanes and jamming things up back from the Golden Glades. I'm Greg Clark with your South Florida traffic.
All right, and now a moment about real estate financing. Give me a call at 305-773-6300 if you need real estate financing. I can help you with your residential loan. We do jumbos, super jumbos. Maybe you're a foreigner, you're having trouble getting your financing. Maybe the bank said you were going to get financed and then you didn't. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you have a big issue, you got to close fast. I can help you with that, too. You can give me a call. We can do a private loan. One person makes the decision. We'll commit that day. Close in a week. Sounds good. Again, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need commercial financing? You know I'm the king of that. Done $3 billion worth of that stuff. Nursing homes, medical centers, office buildings, shopping centers. Even memory care. I forgot about that one. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
And the home
880
of the brave.
The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350.
Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
Oh, this is going to be great. We've got Mike Ponticelli. He's the vice president of sales and co-founder of BizNow. I'm going to ask him if there really was a person named BizNow, because I know the answer. We're going to talk about media trends in the real estate industry, marketing yourself, and gosh darn it, what's BizNow doing in Miami? So welcome to the show, Mike.
Jim, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So there really was a Mr. BizNow, because I always thought it was Business Now. I thought it was the greatest.
We have a lot of funny jokes that Mark BizNow used to make about that, actually. He would say that if his last name was Plumber, we'd be in different business.
You'd be up to your arms in it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Now, there you go. Wanda's in charge of making us sound good. Go right ahead.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Thanks, so it's our pleasure. Thank Wanda. So, Mike, what gave you the idea? You were a co-founder of BizNow. What does that mean?
Well, Mark BizNow was putting out a free subscription email newsletter in the Washington, D.C. area starting in about 2005.
High five to my friend Trevor Veter for telling me all about that.
You're an early adopter?
No, Trevor was. He works at CBRE up there in Trammell Crow.
Okay.
So I knew all about it. He said, Jim, you should check this out.
It was really viral. 2005, 2008, it was pretty viral. But that was back when people were still using the BlackBerry, that old BlackBerry that looked like a waffle.
And that's why you needed to do a newsletter.
That's why we needed a digital email newsletter that was picture heavy, because nobody had mobile devices that could load those. We thought it was a good idea. The New York Times didn't have an email newsletter until much later, and we were doing email newsletters before the iPhone came out, before you could get those things in your pocket, and we feel like we were ahead of the curve.
It's interesting because the email newsletter is now the new form of social media. They say that it's the best way to control your content and get it to your people. I was just reading that today. I need a new life. I read way too much stuff.
Well, we were doing picture-heavy, people-focused, and pithy email newsletters about real estate professionals starting in 2008 when we really started to dial into real estate. We say that we were people-focused before Facebook, picture-heavy before Instagram, and short form and pithy before Twitter.
You actually really were. It was a real innovation to the whole business event and communication and marketing genre. I was actually talking to the station manager about how great you guys were today. I'm hoping he's listening. If he's not, I'm going to be sending him this interview. But then you came to Florida and invaded my space and have done an absolutely fabulous job of penetrating the market and generating events. Yesterday was standing room only. You weren't there.
I understand. Yeah, Jim, I was actually doing another one of our events. We'll do 340 this year.
Wow.
But I have to tell you, very genuinely, every single person who has mentioned that you are a part of our events, that you personally attend our events, speaks about your name in such reverence. Very truly, you have some genuine shake in the streets. So I'm honored to be here.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. You'd miss it, Wanda.
Shake in the streets?
You like that, huh?
I like that.
You like that, huh? See, Wanda keeps me current. Thank you so much. I'm blushing on the radio. Can people hear me blushing? I think they can. Well, listen, Mike, I really appreciate that. It's been really good working with you and your team, too. What I found is that it's really a great opportunity for people to come in and cross-market. And there's a group of people that I say is on the caravan, the sponsors. We go to everything.
Yeah.
But the attendees change depending on what the event is about. It's a really good way for people to reach a whole variety of different practitioners in the real estate space. It's one of the few things that goes across silos.
What we feel, and we're passionate about this, is that commercial real estate, it does connect everybody, and that that there's an appetite for gathering and convening and discussing what's going on in commercial real estate with great regularity. That this stuff is genuinely exciting, not only to real estate practitioners directly, but to a general business community everywhere that we operate. People have an interest in who's building that building across the street, what's going to happen with that parcel, what's the future of this part of the town where my business might be located. They want to understand these things, and it's fairly challenging as a general business person, not a commercial real estate person, to learn the vision for a submarket, for instance, by reading through regular news. You don't know, most people don't go to the local county's 10-year master plan, for instance, or familiarize themselves with future-facing zoning regulations or laws.
No, otherwise they wouldn't buy that condo next to the big condo going up.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I just had to say it.
Yeah, what happened to my
Oh my God, where did this traffic come from? It's not a flash mob. It's been building for 5 years. You just didn't read about it. And see, what I really like, and we're a little off topic, but What I really like is I like reading about the ideas from the other markets. Yeah. I love reading about the healthcare stuff from Dallas. I love reading the student housing report from LA. I love reading the retail report from the people in Chicago and then exporting the information. It's great stuff.
You know, it's really fascinating for a guy on the real estate finance side as well, like with some very notable exceptions. The biggest names in, for instance, South Florida might not be aware of who their parallel or their horizontal comparison might be in, say, Atlanta. Or Boston, for instance, people just do Boston stuff and aren't aware of a big capital provider, a big lender, a big broker, for instance, in Chicago. They're in completely different universes.
Shh, you're telling my secret.
So the times when we're able to take those kinds of things and do some cross-market exciting stuff, it's very well received.
The other thing that I found is that you hit topics that are timely, like in right now, opportunity zones, but you don't really overdo it so that you're beating people over the head. You hit these topics, oh, I'd say about once a year, once every 9 or 8 months or something, and you kind of go through a cycle. So it's all the information's fresh, the people are fresh, and I found that the service providers that I meet there, I do business with.
Well, thank you very much for that. The opportunity zone thing was us hitting the lottery. And if only the federal government were to release a new asset class of investment every year, your humble commercial real estate event producer would have a much easier time of it.
Well, we're happy to work with you on the cannabis event that you're going to have. We're happy to spin that one up. That's your next new real estate industry coming, and we're pretty down core, down in the heart of that one.
We think very highly of that topic.
Well, I'll give him a shout out. I was out with my partner, Julian Okendo. We were at the county just today finding some locations for one of our clients. I'll just say it. Dosis, the group out of California, is one of our clients.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. They're here.
Huh.
Yeah, right. We'll talk about that off the air. We're looking for sites here in South Florida for cannabis. I've also been... well aware of what's going on in the agriculture and industrial space for cannabis. The interesting part is the financing part that's tough, but there's been a bill introduced in Congress to let the banks into the industry from the guys in Colorado introduced a bill just recently. So I think it's evolving. It's going to go through the country perhaps as fast as gay marriage did the change.
You know what? One of the many cool things to follow about cannabis as it pertains to real estate and general business is that there's this huge group of people that sharpened their teeth in the real estate industry in distressed and troubled assets from the recession 2008 to 2012 or 14. Folks that were familiarizing themselves with flex industrial and other kinds of assets that were hit really hard, especially in the Midwest and Southern California. There was this huge tranche of real estate professionals that got really smart about how to reposition those assets. And then around 2012, 2014, economic conditions started turning back up. Market got a little bit better. And then this cannabis thing happened. And it was this intersection where you had these people that had this skill set around using and disposing of those assets and remonetizing those assets and repositioning them. And so they jumped right naturally into it. So it was two things. It was not only just that cannabis is kind of socially an interesting thing, but there's a lot of handy real estate professionals and practitioners who are familiar with distressed assets who are ready to jump into the asset class and get it going.
Yeah, my friend Paul Eisenberg moved when this all started happening. He moved to Colorado and was in there when the low-do rents went from $5 to $50. And so I don't know that that's going to necessarily happen here. You see it roll out differently in all the different other places. But I think that you're going to have some good opportunities here. And then down the road, you'll have the government will put out their 7 to 10 tier one drug licenses. And you'll, in real estate parlance, upreit. In finance terms, you'll have reverse mergers. And there'll be winners and losers. That's my favorite term, winners and losers.
Well, in Washington, D.C., where I live, we just legalized sports gaming. Which is big business, for instance, in places like London, where it's ubiquitous. So it seems that America is friendly towards vice uses of commercial real estate, kind of generally, or things that would previously be called a vice use, maybe alternative use, lifestyle use, something like that.
It's a wellness use.
Wellness use. Okay, there we go. Okay, I will actually stand correct.
It's wellness and technology.
Okay, I will accept that. But it's coming at the right time, right?
Yes.
We need to put more stuff into the street front.
Look, what really is happening is that we've got a lot of things coming together. This is a brand new industry, like solar power, wind power, all this other stuff. It's a brand new industry, which creates a lot of good opportunities for a lot of people that are interested in being in the lifestyle, technology, technology business that don't want to be go to medical school forever and stuff like this. The people that I go to when I visit the dispensaries are informed and concerned and knowledgeable about the nuances of the medical cannabis. But now we're doing the wrong show. So tell me a little bit more about what BizNow has planned coming up.
Well, fortunately, email remains a very, very relevant way to sell tickets. We're going to continue to produce phenomenal real estate content. We're now the largest source of commercial real estate news in Ireland. We have a very large outfit in Dublin, as well as in London and Manchester in the United Kingdom.
Why say blimey? Is that like, was that a blimey?
I'm not knowledgeable enough to know blimey? If that's something...
I don't know. I say, wow. How about that? Can. Wow.
Jim,
how cool.
Jim, you know what you should do? You should set up your booth at one of our events, one of our commercial real estate events in Dublin.
Oh, I can't wait. That'd be great.
Yeah, and it's amazing that they're doing real estate stuff there and talking about real estate things and going about all the actions of commercial real estate just in this very heavily Irish-accented kind of manner.
Well, you kind of look like you'd fit in there, though.
Sorry,
I couldn't resist. It's radio, but if you look on Facebook, he looks just like he belongs there.
Well,
it's great.
I don't spend enough time in Miami to realize I wasn't spending enough time down here to realize that beards aren't as popular here as they are in the Northeast.
We just signed Fitzpatrick. He's going to keep his beard, but the beards are okay. We have air conditioning now.
Yeah.
We have air conditioning.
I have this shade. I create shade for myself.
You're terrific. I'm having the best time here. Well, maybe could you stick around? Because I don't think that Juan from the Marlins, he might have gotten sidetracked and we're having a great time. So why don't you stick around? And Wanda's got some great stuff we're going to talk about. Can we do that, Mike?
Sure thing.
All right. Well, Wanda, you take it away. We'll play some music. If Juan doesn't call, Mike is going to be here. We're going to talk more real estate fun stuff. And I know you got some things up your sleeve too, Wanda. So back after this.
Prejudice. Wrote a song about it. Like to hear it? Here you go.
Free your mind.
Women's History Month, in case you're wondering, all the women.
I'm not wondering. I'm thrilled with it.
All right.
Everything I go to now has a full women's breakout. I don't have a ticket usually, but I hear they're great events.
All righty.
You know, maybe we need to do a BizNow Women Only. You did. You did BizNow Women's Leaders.
We have done Power Women. We have done Women in Commercial Real Estate. We have a woman on every single commercial real estate event that we do.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to get back to that in a minute. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got their Audi store up in Gainesville, and that's right down in Key West. They've got all their nameplates. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
Welcome to spring. Time to start thinking about fitting into your swimsuit. Maybe not right away, but maybe by summer? I mean, let's face it, you've been shoveling donuts and pizza, french fries and beer in your yapper since last fall. Your New Year's resolution to drop a few pounds died the second week of January, and you're up, what, 10, 15, 20 pounds? Oh, and don't forget about cleaning out your garage. Remember, you said you'd do it when spring comes. Well, guess what, Captain Procrastination? It's here. But you know what? March Madness is here, too, and so is spring break. So maybe blow off the gym and spring cleaning for another week or two. Oh, and then it's Easter, right? Oh, man, you are screwed. Have a nice spring, and bon appetit, doughboy.
On 880, The Biz.
We missed your best part. We were cross-talking, Wanda. We missed the bit. All right.
It's okay.
All right. Well, listen, please don't miss me at 305-573-7070. If you need real estate finance, don't call that number because I just gave the wrong one. The real number to call is 305-773-6300. That's right. Give me a call if I can help you with financing. I've been in the business for 35 years. Maybe you're looking at the one big purchase you make every 20 years, your home. Maybe the bank said you'd get financed and they found something in the end and they couldn't help you. I can help you. Maybe you have credit problems. Maybe you have other things that are going on. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right. The number really is 305-773-6300. That's what you call when you need help closing your loan or capitalizing your real estate deal. Or maybe you've owned a really cool piece of real estate for a long time and want to sell it for the maximized value. I do that too. That's right. I'm the guy that everybody's complaining about at Wynwood Yard. I'm the broker that sold it. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are here and we are back. We are talking biz now. We are talking biz now with Mike Ponticelli. He's the VP of sales and the co-founder of Biz Now. And what I was just saying, Mike, was that I love having fun. And what I noticed about your events is they're all about having fun. You got these fun comments. You got tongue-in-cheek emails you send. You got great music that you play. How'd you come up with that formula?
We thought before we were doing our thing that commercial real estate was pretty sexy. We thought it was a cool industry. We thought the people that did it were cool people.
No, were you wrong?
You know, we say, and or we hearken back to 2008. And like the idea in 2008 when we started doing what we're doing the way we do it now is that the idea of saying that software engineers in America would be celebritized would be a weird notion if you peeled back the layers. Like when I was a kid growing up, I wanted to be Cal Ripken. That's who I thought.
Oh, you grew up in Baltimore?
I'm from Baltimore, yeah, and I thought that was a cool
Woo-hoo!
Person. Now
she's from Baltimore, too. You nailed it.
Really? Wow.
You knocked the ball out of the park.
Yes, that's it. Oh. That's the love I'm feeling.
Oh, wow, unbelievable. I knew we had something.
You do.
But you know, the idea of saying like, okay, so Mark Zuckerberg, for instance, like just to pick a name or
Trevor
Steve.
Was from Baltimore, too.
There's a lot of Baltimore people down in Miami, I think.
Well, Trevor works for D.C., but it's okay. Baltimore, it's because it gets cold up there, but continue. It's 95. No. They come down 95.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a one-stop shop. You just get there. You don't even have you can put
there
your
you
Tesla.
You can get on the news for being crazy.
You can put your Tesla on autopilot and be right down here.
Yeah, just 18, don't.
18
just,
hour laser.
That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, as long as you're not driving into the sun, then you're going to have a problem with the radar. But anyway.
America celebritizes entrepreneurs now. Like, we think that business people are celebrities. We talk about them a lot. Like,
we got one that's the president.
A real estate guy's the president, for instance, yeah. But when we started the business, that wasn't really the case. I mean, we would peel back people like Mike Fascitelli, who was at the time the CEO or the president of Vornado in New York City at the time. And we put 500 people into Cooper Union, I think in the very beginning of 2009, to see Mike Fascitelli and a panel of other people speak. We had Winston Fisher and some others. And people were like blown away. They were like, oh my God, how did you get this guy? Like, where does he go and what is he like?
People want to meet these people. They want to shake their hand. And that's what you provide. Yeah. Access.
We celebritized the real estate executive.
You did. And it's really a real thing, too, because in the business community, it is stratified. And there are people that if you can meet them, that you can help yourself move ahead by breaking through a level just by going to one of your meetings and meeting that person.
Yeah. I mean, when you drive around, you see these signs, you see these, you know, these logos, you see Related or CBRE or whatever. But sometimes I think you become disconnected with the amazing, incredible men and women that are behind those brands. And when you get them up there on stage, they really shine.
Yeah. Carlos, George, Arden, they're all terrific. And you really have done that. I know somebody else, you got to build their celebrity too, but we'll talk about that when the show's over. I want to thank Mike Ponticelli, the vice president of sales and the co-founder of BizNow. He's teaching me something about marketing that I really enjoy in learning. And I'm learning it by observation. Observation. I'm watching you guys. They're tremendous.
Jim, thanks for having me on.
It's my absolute pleasure. We also had the guys on. We had Andres on. I want to thank Andres on. We had Clint Lovell on. We started the show with Chris Ferrante, who was brought to us by DJ Van Curen and Family Office Real Estate Magazine. Thank you so much for DJ. And I want to thank everybody for listening today. Remember, listen to us next week. We'll be on. We are South Florida's longest running business talk show. I want to thank everybody that's been listening. I want to give a shout out to our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson Integrated. We co-brand with BizNow. That's right. Turkel Brands and the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. The people I want to thank the most are you, our listeners. Please go to our Facebook page, like our show, and tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from on our integrated platform. High five to you, Carlson Integrated, of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Our website keeps getting lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be posted up on freedombusiness.com. And presently, this is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. Hey, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Hey, Mill Creek, I'll see you at the Madera River House opening right after this. Wanda, the rest is yours.
We come to a tragic period in our nation when we equate dissent with disloyalty.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
You want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is the land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag.
Almighty, we are free at last.
On 880, The Biz.